Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
He's doing this. He's just a wee little fella. Okay, I got to get you out of this water here, little fella. Okay? Can I try to get him in the canoe? Can you get up? Oh, boy. Okay. In the canoe. Wow, what an experience here. Are you going to be okay there, little fella? We got you out of that jam. Hey, I'm glad I helped you. Okay? Just be a little bit more careful next time, okay, little fella?
There's a guy rescuing a baby moose. That's a nice story there.
And then the moose ate him.
I believe you made that last part up.
As the bloodthirsty moose is wont to do.
The well-known carnivorous beast.
Turns out it was a trap all along.
I'm going to go home and write a song about that. Rescuing a drowning baby moose.
There you go.
In fact, that might be the title.
What are you going to rhyme oot with?
Boot?
That's good.
Moments ago, Senator Ted Cruz slammed the GOP stimulus proposal of $1 trillion.
Wait, that's his own party.
As it's written right now, I'm not only a no, I'm a hell no, says Ted Cruz.
He's still got his beard?
Yep. Rocking the beard. Rand Paul.
Hanging with it right through the summer.
Rand Paul,
beard commitment.
Rand Paul also rocking the beard. Maybe the beards don't like stimulus packages. Rand Paul out yesterday saying this is just ridiculous. Just nobody seems to care at all that we're spending trillions upon trillions of dollars.
Yeah, and as I said a little earlier, has anybody even breathed the words, we probably ought to cut some stuff because we're spending like maniacs?
I have not heard that conversation at all. I take in quite a bit of media from the right side of the aisle. I haven't heard anybody say, you know, well, this has happened in households all across the country. Guaranteed. Well, it's happened in my household to a certain extent, but it's happened in households all across the country. Look, we used to have Netflix, Hulu, HBO, and gym membership. Mm-hmm. Those all have to go. I lost my job, and until I get it back, or, you know, mom lost her job, or whatever.
Sure, or we're being furloughed, or giving up several weeks of salary, as virtually everybody is these days.
Or business is down 50%.
Right.
You know, we can't do these things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Practically every household in America has done that to a certain extent. Has the government even talked about it?
I have not even heard the conversation begun.
During the good times, we could spend this much money on whatever the government spends money on.
Sure.
Now we can't. We got to taper it back a little bit. Does that ever even come up?
Also, a bit of a compounding thing where the typical revenue streams of consumer tax, right? A lot of these taxes that went to fund a lot of these things are bringing in a much lower amount of revenue than they did pre-COVID.
Yeah, I heard that about lottery tickets. There's a couple of different things. People are driving a lot less, so the state gas taxes mm-hmm. that are so brutal.
Well, there's a hell of a lot less income, and income tax fuels the federal government. So it's terrible on both ends.
But no,
and nobody's uttered the words, boy, it'd be great if we could continue to subsidize, I don't know, moose rescuers, but we just don't have the money.
Mm.
It's never said. I don't know. Nobody wants to hear it any either. I mean, there's no constituency for it. The polls have been done. The idea of budgetary responsibility being a motivation of voters, that's gone like the Charleston, man.
Rand Paul is really the only politician I hear consistent on that, of just anytime the government's trying to spend money, he's like, wait a minute, we sure about this?
And when he says stuff, everybody rolls their eyes. There goes Rand again.
And T. Cruz, he'll occasionally, sing that song, but not often. Oh, speaking of Republican politicians and that sort of thing, somebody made kind of a backhanded reference to it. I don't even remember the context because it wasn't that interesting, but it was suggesting that Mike Pompeo is maneuvering toward running for president in 2024. And I thought, oh, my gosh, yes, he is.
Hmm.
Dynamic, patriotic, iron-willed Secretary of State. He was a congressman. He ran the CIA for a while? Is that right? What did Pompeo run for a while?
Yeah.
The CIA.
Yeah.
Director of the CIA from 2017 to 2018.
Hard ass, articulate. I love Mike Pompeo. So there you go, folks. Something to look forward to.
Cans in, which matters to me.
He'll be running against whoever Biden's VP is. So something to look forward to.
You're assuming Biden's going to win. Bad American. Get up.
What?
Get out.
No, I just, well, no, of course, Trump would be done anyway if Trump wins re-election.
Sure.
So, yeah, Pompeo 2024. I'm going to put a bumper sticker on my car today.
I find the conversation of what the Republican Party becomes when Trump's gone, either, you know, in a couple of months we find out, or 4 years we find out. I find that really interesting.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what the Republican Party is going to be. And
likewise, the Democrats, really.
And neither does anybody in the Republican Party know what it's going to be.
Right.
Who knows?
They'll, put their finger in the wind, see which way it's blowing, and be in favor of that. The idea of leadership, like budgetary responsibility, is dead.
There go the people. I need to get in front of them, for I am their leader. That's one of my favorite new political quotes I've heard.
Yeah, that's great. Who said that?
I don't remember. Somebody was a populist, but...
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Say it again.
There go the American people. I must get in front of them, for I am their leader.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Oh, I meant to talk about this earlier, the Wall of Moms in Portland. The huge deal was made about that. The Washington Post with a fawning piece about it. And there's video that, well, I'm sorry, I'm skipping around. You had this big giant wall of moms between the anarchist protesters and the cops as a show of something or other. And everybody was making a big deal about how beautiful and powerful and symbolic it was and blah, blah, blah. But there's plenty of video of, after the sun goes down late at night, that wall of moms, several of them participating in the violence and the destruction.
Oh, really?
But the Washington Post doesn't mention that in rather a long and fawning piece. Yeah. That's because, well, they're liars, at least to some extent.
So bars are serving ridiculous $1 menu items to stay open during COVID restrictions, as for some reason you can't have a bar that just serves booze, but if you got food at your restaurant, people can sit there in the bar and drink.
Right. Exactly.
The bar does have to often close early, like 10 o'clock or whatever, because the COVID comes out at night, as everyone knows.
Sure. Like wolves and werewolves and vampires.
So, like, over the weekend, there was a bar in New York that started offering $1 plates of Cuomo chips, because he's the one who passed the rule, or came up with the idea. Literally just bowls of potato chips to customers. For a dollar, you can get this bowl of potato chips.
Now we're a restaurant.
Now we're a restaurant, and we can stay open and serve booze.
Well, like I said, two wineries, 20 minutes apart, separate counties. One has to serve food to stay open. The other one has to not serve food to stay open because of their county rules.
Yeah, the government has not done a good job of holding on to their legitimacy or their credibility with a whole bunch of this stuff, because it doesn't make sense to people.
Haven't done a good job. They've crapped all over it.
Yeah.
And then lit the poo on fire.
And I've used the same example 50 times. I apologize if you've heard it, but just because I've got a friend who had basically a bookstore, he had to remain closed for months, zero income, couldn't pay anybody, nobody, you know, zero income. Two doors down, the ice cream place is open because it, quote, is essential, because it's food, an ice cream shop.
Right.
You can't justify that. You cannot. It is impossible.
The fact that essential was the standard and safe wasn't is just idiotic. And I know their counterargument, it would be, well, no place is entirely safe, so we just had to go with the essential places. But that's arbitrary and dumb and is not scientifically justifiable. a bookstore, a used bookstore. Oh, they're always packed with people.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever had two people within 6 feet of each other ever in that store.
Right. Throw on a mask, stay 6 feet apart.
If anything, you know, doling out ice cream and eating and all that sort of stuff is more dangerous than that. But anyway, that aside, the same thing with the, if you've got some sort of food, people can stand in there and drink. But if there's no food, people can't stand in there and drink is obviously arbitrary, too. And this is not an academic discussion because the people at the bar have got their whole lives tied up in that. Their whole ability to pay their bills, buy a car, send their kids to school, whatever.
Well, yeah, make rent.
And it's their right as a freaking American to run a business. It's their private property. Anyway, so over the weekend, the bar was offering the Cuomo chips, dollar a plate of potato chips. When they ran out of potato chips, they switched to mini pretzels. Then they had an elaborate $1 roasted beet. And...
Oh, that's what I hanker for when I'm out getting a buzz on. A nice roasted beet.
Well, you don't have to eat them. They just have to be available.
Right.
Send it back. Say it wasn't roasted properly.
Anyway, so, I love that idea.
We talked earlier this week about a lawsuit being filed by the Goldwater Institute on behalf of a handful of gun owners. The ridiculous, speaking of ridiculous and arbitrary, gun laws in Chicago. And we'll talk to one of the senior attorneys at the Goldwater Institute about that case next.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'll tell you one thing about Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. We love steak, and if you love steak, get to know Omaha Steaks.
Oh, yeah, Omaha Steaks. I've given them as gifts over the years. I've received them as gifts. Fantastic.
And listen to the Grand Summer Grill Out package. You get to stay at home and eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town.
We're talking Omaha Steaks bacon-wrapped filet mignon, plus pork chops, chicken, kielbasa, and more delivered to your door.
Smoky, sweet bacon, fork-tender filet mignon, all for much less than going out.
Visit OmahaSteaks.com. And type in Armstrong in the search bar to get this today.
And you know what's going to happen? When you type in Armstrong, they'll add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free with your order.
Love Omaha Steaks. Just go to OmahaSteaks.com, type in Armstrong.
Yep, you'll get the Grand Summer Grill Out package, all those freebies, and oh, you'll be eating good, my friends. Trust us on this. Delicious Omaha Steaks at OmahaSteaks.com. Type Armstrong so they know we sent you and you get that great package. OmahaSteaks.com, Armstrong.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I will quote. For 5 years, I served my country honorably as a U.S. Marine. But as I transition back into civilian society, I find law and order at the mercy of the masses and my right to bear arms stalled due to insufficient government oversight and bureaucracy. We're talking about the story of Illinois, where they're violating the right to bear arms, according to some.
And the Goldwater Institute is stepping forward to defend the rights of DeAndre Bradley, the fellow who said that, and several other plaintiffs filing suit against the state of Illinois. Jacob Hubert is a senior attorney at the Goldwater Institute handling this case and joins us now. Jacob, how are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
I couldn't believe that the policy, when it's supposed to work correctly, is I can wait up to 30 days to get my right to own a gun. But that's when it's working correctly, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Illinois is one of two states where you have to get a license just to have any sort of gun at all, any basic hunting rifle, any shotgun. You have to have a state license. You need to ask for the state's permission. And then, under the best of circumstances, state law says they have to issue that license, unless you're disqualified for some reason, within 30 days.
30 days? And, that's amazing.
Right, and this is a fundamental constitutional right. You shouldn't have to ask anybody's permission to exercise it at all. And in most states, you don't, at least to have the most basic sort of firearm ownership. But in Illinois, you do, and you have to wait at least 30 days, except that's not even how it works, because in Illinois, they never follow that requirement that they issue the license in 30 days. Instead, people wait 90 days or even longer. We've heard from people who've been waiting since last year to get their firearm owner identification card so that they can have a gun.
This reminds me a bit of the situation with the death penalty in California, where there is the death penalty. It's lawful, but it's impossible to actually do because of bureaucratic intransigence. Is this that sort of extra legal, you know, the impinging on people's rights, or is it just that the state of Illinois is incompetent?
I think they kind of go together. The state doesn't make it a priority to respect people's Second Amendment rights, obviously. I mean, this law being on the books shows that. The history of handgun regulation in Chicago and Illinois shows that. So obviously it's not a priority for the state to respect people's Second Amendment rights. And then besides that, they don't fund the office that's supposed to process these licenses enough, apparently, to process them in time. In fact, they often send the money that is designated for that away to other purposes. And, of course, the Illinois finances are notoriously a mess, and the state is broke. And I'm not sure that they're actually sending that money to anything that's more important. In fact, I doubt very much that it's anything nearly as important. But that's what they do. And then, of course, within this office, it wouldn't surprise me to learn that it's run very efficiently, inefficiently, and so on.
Right.
So
it's a pretty good idea, actually. If I'm on their side, if I'm on the side of big government and taking away your rights, that's a good way to handle it. As government just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, just slow stuff down. Just don't have enough employees in the various branches of things that you don't want to happen.
Right.
And have extra money go toward the things that you do want to happen. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, right. I mean, for some things, that wouldn't be so bad. Like the bad things government does, if they want to be slow and not do as much of that, that would be fine. But instead, we have a situation where the default should just be that you get to exercise your rights, but it's not, and they're dragging their feet on that. And as a result, thousands and thousands of people are being deprived of their Second Amendment rights, and it's only getting worse because, of course, there's been a lot of violence and looting in the Chicago area in recent times. So these applications have surged, and the state isn't keeping up, and the delays seem to just be getting longer.
Oh, yeah, for the rest of the country where you are allowed to buy a gun eventually, gun sale records have been shattered month after month after month, but in Illinois they don't let you buy a gun. Has anybody challenged that 30-day thing? I'm surprised that's constitutional.
There have been state court cases challenging it. It did get up. A lower court struck it down or declared that it was unconstitutional. It went to the Illinois Supreme Court this year, and the Illinois Supreme Court found some procedural technicality that, as I understand it, was never even raised in the case as a reason to send it back to the lower courts so that they wouldn't be forced to rule on this.
Wow.
So I'm hopeful that federal or state courts will eventually just rule this whole scheme unconstitutional. And in our case, we're certainly prepared to say, if you can't at least issue this thing within 30 days, then you should get rid of the whole thing, because it's bad enough that you have this scheme in the first place. But if you're going to have it, you need to at least respect that 30-day limit.
And
if you can't, end it.
Right. And the final bitter irony is that as this U.S. Marine and his fellow plaintiffs are denied their rights to defend themselves, you have people running around all over Chicago shooting the hell out of each other, including children. And it is only the law-abiding who struggle to get weapons. I mean, it's just, it's ludicrous. I mean, Chicago is so screwed up. I grew up in that area, and I love that city, but it is just absolutely screwed up. So, Jacob, I'm sorry, you may have said this. Are you guys going into federal courts with this lawsuit?
Yeah, we filed our lawsuit yesterday in federal court.
Okay, fabulous. Jacob Hubert with the Goldwater Institute, he's senior attorney. Stay in touch, would you, Jacob? We'd love to hear what happens next.
Will do.
All right, hey, and keep fighting the good fight. We appreciate the time.
It's hard to believe that's constitutional.
I can't believe it exists, much less that they have to sue now to deal with it. An ignorant populace, an ignorant electorate is such an incredibly useful tool for crooked politicians. That's why a lot of people want every single air-sucking homo sapien they can get to the polls to get to the polls. Because the more uninformed you are, the less informed you are, the more easily manipulated you are.
I think I'd look into buying a gun illegally if I was in Illinois.
Pretty stiff penalties.
They're not going to catch you.
Probably not.
They don't have any interest.
Armstrong and Getty.
These are tough times for everyone, so dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our Urgent Care Clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days' worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We've known about the issues of interfering with U.S. domestic politics. So why now? Why is it that they acted with the closure of this consulate? Here is what he said just a few minutes ago while in Denmark.
Your point that this has been going on for a long time makes our point. President Trump has said enough. We're not going to allow this to continue to happen. Where they, you've seen the remarks that National Security Advisor O'Brien gave, that FBI Director Wray gave, and that Attorney General Barr has given. We're setting out clear expectations for how the Chinese Communist Party is going to behave. And when they don't, we're going to take actions that protect the American people, protect our security, our national security, and also protect our economy and jobs. That's the actions that you're seeing taken by President Trump. We'll continue to engage in those.
Seems like a perfectly reasonable explanation, and if you add to that, we've been engaged in a serious effort to get China to behave in terms of the trade relationship like a modern nation, and it's become clear they will not cooperate. That's why now. Seems perfectly reasonable, though. He's covering for COVID. Have any of y'all forgotten the COVID's about? I haven't. If they're trying to cover for COVID, it's not working.
A couple of things. Looks like the 2021 Tokyo Olympics are not going to happen.
You know,
2021 Summer Olympics aren't going to happen? Or was that a Winter Olympics?
No, I think 2020 was supposed to be the summer.
Yeah, and then it got pushed back to 2021, and now I think they're announcing that that is not happening.
So they can't have Olympics next summer.
Well, I think it's because the preparations are so enormous and so expensive. If there's even a 1 in 3 chance it couldn't happen, you'd really hesitate to spend that money. And
okay,
there's better than 1 in 3.
I'm wasting my time on my pommel horse at home.
It's a shame, too, because your scissor kicks were getting truly impressive.
It's Alex Trebek's birthday. He's 80.
Oh, my gosh. Happy
and
birthday,
alive,
Alex.
Having been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, which usually takes you out very quickly. But he's alive. I had no idea he was 80. Why does he look younger than me? And he's, like, way older than I am.
Maybe posing questions in the form of answers is good for your health.
That and staying out of the sun.
I saw an interesting clip where he proposed a rule change for Jeopardy after the first season to where contestants had to wait for him to finish reading the question before they could buzz in.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's spliced on the video where some season 1 Jeopardy things where guys, they would just immediately ring in and then just trust they could read and guess the answer from there. But it made for a much worse kind of viewing experience.
Yeah, I would think.
Of the, as soon as Trebek started reading the question, ding, ding, ding.
That's why I hate you, Trebek.
Kanye West accused his mother-in-law, that's Kris Jenner, of being a white supremacist and referred to her as Kris Jong-un.
That's not going to help Thanksgiving dinner be, you know, comfortable. That's rough talk. Kris Jong-un. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. Poor Kanye is really around the bend. I think his mental health has gotten worse. Although, I don't know. What do I know? It's not like I've been observing him very closely for years. But that's paranoid schizophrenia talk, some of the stuff he's saying lately. I feel bad for the guy. Nobody wants mental illness.
UC Berkeley announced, fitting in with Harvard and a whole bunch of other your top flight universities, that all classes are going to be online, at least to start with for the year. They were going to try to have some in school in the room, but nope, all online.
And tuition's probably up, if anything.
Right.
It's certainly the same. I have heard of no school saying, because you're going to get like a quarter of the learning experience, we're going to cut tuition by 3/4 or a half or a dime. It's just, boy. Most people are sheep. Most people keep their head down and quietly do as they're told with no resistance, no dissent. No matter how abusive or dumb or unconstitutional the government becomes. And make no mistake, the universities are the government.
I kind of get it for the university thing, though, because it's pretty well known at this point, isn't it, that it's mostly about getting a degree from that university, having a piece of paper and being able to put it on your resume?
As opposed to actually knowing something?
Yeah.
In a lot of fields, true.
In a lot of fields.
Yeah. Yeah.
I read an interesting article the other day about all the majors that they could eliminate from so many universities, especially now.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know about literature? You want to be a literature major? Knock yourself out. It's all out there,
right,
for free, as much as you want. Lectures about all the great books and authors and writers and poems and this and that, and you can certainly read them all.
Lists of what you should read,
and you carry all of that in your pocket every single day, the reading of it,
mm-hmm,
and just it's all there. Why does that major even exist? Why are you paying for it?
It's a custom. It's like Japanese people taking their shoes off before they go inside, or Dutch people dancing in clogs. We have this tradition of you go to a university, you get a piece of paper, you wave it around, you get a better job. It's but a tradition.
Well, we need to get away from that tradition. That's
here,
the whole point. It's a dumb tradition.
So is clog dancing.
I know I've got the equivalent of a literature degree. I've done enough reading over the last 20-some years. In fact, I looked at lists from universities of what to read because I'm just interested in it. Would I be a somehow more valuable human being if I had a piece of paper from some university that said I did it? It seems silly to me.
Yeah, yeah. I've thought about getting advanced degrees, but then I think, I've already spent the time, I've done the work, and I have the knowledge.
Right.
Why would I bother?
And that's the point.
Right.
The knowledge is the point.
Plus, right, you would be arguing with a professor because you'd want to tell him, hey, that's not the way it's done. I know.
It'd be really tough.
I could not be an undergraduate student at this point. I would be insufferable.
They are. Having taught a few lower-level college classes, the non-trads are just impossible.
Yeah.
You get two words in. All right, Jim, what? The 45-year-old guy who's gone back to school. What? Yeah.
What you just said is not really accurate. Look.
That and the other thing that, because I taught Speech 101 for a couple of semesters, and what was the other one I taught? Interpersonal Communications. They want a lot from their class.
Right.
They're paying for it. They're writing a check of their own money that they made at a job they have. They're off work for the afternoon to take the class or whatever. They want something from it. Everybody else in the class is just the easier the better, the less that happens the better. You call off class early, awesome. I'm going to go home and take a nap, or I'm headed to the bar.
Right.
The other people that are actually trying to get something from it,
they are literally demanding.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting.
Plus, picture yourself sitting there in class and somebody says, I'm sorry, that triggered me. That triggered me. I would just bust out laughing. I would guffaw. And I wouldn't be able to stop laughing, which in turn would trigger other snowflakes, and they'd all, melt. And I would laugh so hard, I would get tossed out. Probably class number one.
So when we were talking about...
God, you, and we've heard from you people. You guys who leave the Marine Corps, for instance, and then go to college, y'all have the patience of saints to get through it. I mean, it's got to make you insane. You know, if you want to drop us an email about your experience, you left the service, and then you went to modern college university, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. I'd love to hear your story and share it maybe tomorrow morning on the show, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
We were talking about golf earlier, and I asked something like, what's the worst shot you ever hit or something like that. Well, we got a bunch of texts on various things. I had a friend, and getting hit with the ball Joe brought up, I had a friend get a line drive hit right in the chest while golfing.
Oh.
The girl who did it ran off laughing with her friend. Luckily, my friend was so fat, it didn't really do that much damage.
Wait, a buddy of mine got hit by a ball just above the eye, several months ago, and it almost killed him. It caused him brain damage, and he's still recovering.
I'm amazed that doesn't happen.
And it was an incredibly irresponsible thing the guy did who hit the shot. He just did not wait long enough for us, for my friend's group to clear the green. It's incredibly dangerous. You, Jack, hit one of the funniest shots I've ever seen in my life.
I probably don't remember.
It was one of my favorite things that's ever happened on a golf course. And it's a golf course I play to this day. Par 3, it was like the media opening day or whatever. We were both playing. This was back when Jack played golf. Par 3, you topped your tee shot. It hit a rock, flew into the ravine that was like, it was not out of bounds, but it was unplayable down there. So, hits a rock, flies into the ravine, hits a rock in the ravine, bounces back into play where it hits a rock and goes back out of play. It was like it was an epic. It was a movie. It was a Scorsese movie of hope and hope extinguished, then more hope,
redemption,
and then misery. It was the funniest, one of the funniest things I've ever seen on a golf course. God dang, the shot was in the air cumulatively like a minute and a half.
Oh, it is back. Oh, no, it's back.
Now it's gone again.
But I've been redeemed. Oh, brought laid low again by pride.
I am invincible. Homer Simpson-esque. Anyway. Oh, hey, look at the time. Gosh, we could take a break. Oh, we were talking earlier about the coin shortage during the vid. Who knew? There are banks that'll pay you $105 for $100 worth of coins, paying a 5% premium because they're out of coins for various reasons, including the mint is cut back. But nice note from Todd here: the best coin jar story ever. And I thought, oh really? And I read it, and he's right. It is an unbelievable story about a coin jar. We got a couple more newsy things to do too. We'll attempt to finish strong. In minutes. Don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
16. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Everyone's waiting to see it coming.
Whole about cancel culture. Politico's actually had a pretty good article on cancel culture today. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm outraged out.
49% say it's had a negative impact. Only 49%?
Only 49.
46% say cancel culture has gone too far. Only 46%?
I hope they're like 23% don't know or something like that, and it's not just the opposite opinion.
10% say it hasn't gone far enough, to which Ben Shapiro replied, the problem is that the entire 10% who say cancel culture hasn't gone far enough work for mainstream media outlets and in university administrations.
Yeah, and or social media. Yeah, that's right. And they have a voice that is multiples bigger than it ought to be. And it's, well, we talked about this earlier, that barely half of Americans think Confederate statues should be taken down. And you get the idea it's 95% from media coverage. I don't want to run out of time for this because I said we would do it, but we were talking about the coin shortage and banks and stuff like that earlier, and who knew? I had a big old coffee can full of quarters and dimes and cashed that in. I can't remember how much it was, but it was a couple hundred dollars. I mean, it was a significant amount of money, which I actually ended up giving away.
Squandering on wine and whores.
No. Number one, if it was wine, that's not squandered, and whores is not really the way I roll, but I gave it to one of my children. But, blah, blah, blah. Okay, here it is. Best coin jar story ever, claims Todd. My fag mom passed away in February, friend of Armstrong and Getty. And I'm sorry for your loss, Todd, first of all. No one had any idea the extent of her hoarding disorder, but it was the worst I've seen by far, even on TV. As my wife and I started to try to get through the floor-to-ceiling piles of things we started coming across, we found silver gallon paint cans filled with coins. In total, we found 12 completely full cans, some all quarters, some mixed, and two half-full cans. I go to take them to the bank, figured I'd combine the two half cans just for easier transportation's sake. I open the first one half-full of coins. I open the second one to pour it out. It's not full of coins. It's completely packed full of paper money. There's $14,000 in cash in this paint can with a small piece of paper on the top. On the paper, my mom wrote, "Kick the bucket fund. After I'm cremated, throw a party for me at sunset and know I'll be there." If you knew my mom, that's 110% what she would do. She had died unexpectedly. She'd written that note and put the money in 2 years previously.
Wow.
Anyway, I love honoring my mom by sharing that story. Thanks, Todd. That's a great note. And I mean, the hoarding is unfortunate. It's a mental disorder, but
I like that you have one more party on me.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Have a big time. I love that. That's a nice story. Now back to outrage. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have it in me. I was so bummed out by the news and its dishonesty in the last 24 hours, I had to turn it off. And I do it for a living. I need to listen to it. But just the willfully leaving out key facts while reporting an important story, that's, you know, this is an old guy griping, I guess. I'm not that old, but that would be, just a few years ago, a shockingly unprofessional and unethical thing for a journalist to do, and now it's perfectly acceptable. It's just, it's disappointing, I guess. I got to get over it.
More on the restaurants that are trying to get around the ridiculous rule. Wall Street Journal opinion piece, the editorial board says, government rules for restaurants are arbitrary and serve little public health purpose. Yeah,
yep.
They do. And what's the problem with bad laws? They cause people to lose respect for all laws. But the whole, you can't be a bar. If you serve food, oh, then you can be open. So people are coming up with ridiculous things to serve as food, like this place that had what they called Cuomo chips. They serve a couple of potato chips in a bowl for a buck, and then they can call themselves a restaurant. They serve food, so they can be open. But there are places that have some tater tots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're not sure how many you'll get. You'll get at least a tater tot. A spoonful of rice pilaf. The smallest milkshake you've ever seen is what one place serves.
Wow. Hilarious. You gotta love it. That's the American spirit right there. King George, you can tell you all about it.
You know you want a happy ending. I'm Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. Final thoughts.
There's something about that that makes my skin crawl.
There's a place that has grapes. It just says on the menu, a couple of grapes. It says a piece of meat, $1.
A slice of salami or something.
Whatever they got laying around. Here it is.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
And let's get a final thought from Michael in the control room, pressing the buttons. Your final thought?
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned during golf you got to find that sweet spot when you drink alcohol. Not too much, not too little. I think the same thing is for darts, for pool, and
sure,
for horseshoes, plain horseshoes.
I'm throwing bowling.
Cornhole. Jack, I'm sorry, Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yeah, I've said it many times that my rice cooker has been my MVP culinarily during this the COVID era. But I must say, I've recently rediscovered a long-lost love, and that is of freezer pizzas.
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, my gosh. The 2 for $5, stock me up.
Points off for saying culinarily. Jack, a final thought?
So this Twitter feed about restaurants all across the country trying to get around these ridiculous rules so they can serve booze to people. Place that's got a handful of croutons. I like the O apostrophe. Handful of croutons for $1.
And the O is a nice touch.
That's the smallest piece of cheesecake in Buffalo. Literally, the smallest piece of cheesecake you've ever seen.
Good stuff. That's the American spirit. Arbitrary, unnecessary curtailing of our rights. Fight it. Don't be a sheep. Be smart. Don't get the vid, but fight the bad stuff.
Handful of croutons. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
All of the podcasts are available at armstrongandgetty.com. Go there. Click away.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say well, that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Then maybe I'll go with a new air name. Butch Wolf. Armstrong and Wolf. Armstrong and Wolf.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.